following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
I want to introduce our speaker for tonight. It's Fausto Pflücker. And Fausto has so graciously come into our fellowship here in the last handful of months and is overseeing the Spanish ministry, doing an absolutely amazing job there, very, very fruitful. And Fausto has been involved in Spanish ministry here in the Southland and really all over the world for many, many years. If you have any friends that watch or listen to the Spanish translation of the Harvest Crusades, that's Fausto, who's been translating that for a long time. And so it's an honor to have you with us, Fausto, and I'm so grateful that you're going to be bringing the word tonight. So welcome, Fausto.
The honor is all mine, and should I say, I'm the Latino version of a dinosaur from the Jesus movement. I was born in Lima, Peru, and I came to this country when I was 16 years old as a foreign student. I was a hippie from the Pacific Ocean of South America, and the Lord just swayed me by his love and his compassion. And he was Chuck as the vocal leader of Parable at a Maranatha concert, when God just, through his word, pierced through my heart, and I gave my life to Jesus Christ. It's been over 4 decades since then. So I am a dinosaur in the Latino version of the Jesus People movement. Let's put our hands together and say, thank you, Jesus, for still keeping these dinosaurs alive. But I do love that song, Fiery Eyes, When I'm Close to You. This evening, I really would like to come to you with a heart full of love and compassion, because this is what God has done in my life. God has shown me so much love and compassion. I have experienced pain and suffering in my life, and many of you have also. But the love of God is real. The compassion of God goes beyond our wildest imagination. God is love, and he is compassionate. This evening, I've been given a portion of the book of Hosea to share with you, where when God uses this minor prophet, Hosea, to call the people back to him, return to the Lord. And what a message for all of us. No matter how long you've been a Christian, no matter how much do you think you love God, there's always room to love him more, because the more we love him, the more we will want to know him. And the more we know him, the more we want to love him. And it's his word, the beauty of his word that transforms the deep inner being of our hearts, deep beneath the surface. And that's why I believe that no matter how long you've been a Christian, you need to keep yourself afresh with the word of God, understanding how much God loves you. Prophet Hosea was the contemporary of Prophet Isaiah, as well as other prophets. This is the time where the people of Israel have become so rebellious against God, and they have forgotten who he is and what he's done for us. And I can say honestly before all of you this evening that all of us tend to forget. We tend to forget what the Lord has taken us from. We tend to forget how merciful the Lord has been in our lives. We tend to sit in the laurels of our past. But I'm here to tell you that God's love and compassion is real for each and every one of us, for those who are here for the first time. And I'm going to ask you to put your hands together in just a moment, because this evening in this wonderful fellowship that we are having, the resonance time, we have people from the Spanish ministry as well as from the Vietnamese ministry, and all of you who come from all nations and all languages, they put their hands together and saying, thank you, Jesus, and gloria a Dios. Can you do that with me? Put your hands together and say, thank you, Jesus, and gloria a Dios. My prayer tonight is that you will passionately love God more than you have loved him before. My prayer tonight is that you will learn how to allow God to protect you and to provide you for your family, and to be able to treat others well, and to find satisfying vocation and ministry and work in your life, in your profession, to find satisfying experience of contentment and peace and joy in the Lord. After all, everything is for the glory of Christ and no other reason. We live to glorify God with everything we are, with everything that we can ever do for the Lord. When we turn to the book of Hosea, will you turn with me? In chapter 14, which is the last closings in his appeals of this prophet of God, calling the people of God into a repentance to return to him, we see that Hosea is using his own marriage to Gomer, her unfaithful, and their eventual restoration as a parable for the Lord's relationship to Israel. And the name Hosea comes from the name when the same verb as Joshua and Jesus, meaning to save and to deliver, in the Hebrew word Yasha. Interesting, because God is instructing this prophet Hosea to marry, but then also foretells that his wife is going to be unfaithful. And yet, it will be an image for Israel's unfaithfulness. And for Israel being unfaithful, many of us Christians being unfaithful to the marriage covenant with Jesus. Also, what it can really be explained as what the Lord does in our lives, because he is giving us the opportunity to realize that no matter what the tragedy may be in your life, this world is going through tremendous tragedies. I heard of a man, one of the 10 top judges in the family court, speak. It's hard to be a man of conscience in this time of age. Judges from family courts are not able to last more than 7 years because of the horrific stories that they have to deal with. Things that are unimaginable that are going on today in our society, in the place where you and I live. And being Christians and yet understanding that there is such a confusion in our doctrine and also in our devotions to the Lord. In chapter 14 of Hosea, chapter 14, verse 1 through 4, I've been given these verses to share with you tonight. If you can read alone or if not, listen. It says, O Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity, receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifice of our lips. We will offer the sacrifice of our lips. Assyria shall not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say any more to the work of our hands, you are our gods, for in you the fatherless finds mercy. Verse 4, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him. And then quickly we can turn to chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Israel and Judah are unrepented. And in verse 1, as we see again the call, let us return to the Lord. And again here the prophet is including himself in his imaginary humble submission. See, in chapter 6, it says, come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn. He has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up. There is a message of hope here for you and I. We realize the fact that the prophet is bringing himself to that place of saying, not just them, but us. Isaiah 6:5 says, and I said, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. That's the attitude of a believer that realizes the majesty of God, the power of God's love and God's compassion. Therefore, we cannot sit and cross our arms and do nothing and expect to be entertained. But we are steering our hearts to go out and witness and tell people who are broken that God is willing to reach out and heal them. And for those living bound in sin, it's horrible. Many times people ask you, how you doing? We say, fine. How you doing? I'm doing okay. Just like the attorney that was once asked by his peers, so how you doing with these situations that you are dealing with? He said, I'm fine. You know, the next day they found him dead. He killed himself. That's what's going on today. We have a facade in front of us. We try to pretend that everything is okay, but it's not. And tonight you have the opportunity to return to the Lord. No matter what you may be going through, He's calling you by name. He loves you. He cares for you. He died for you. And when you have that experience of seeing His love and His special touch, touching your heart, touching your soul, then there is that reaction like the prophet Isaiah. Further in chapter 53 of Isaiah, verse 4 and 6 says, surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with His wounds, we are healed. God wants to heal you tonight. He wants to save you tonight. He wants you to come close to Him. He wants to embrace you with His loving arms. He wants you to know that He knows everything. And yet He still loves you. His love doesn't change. He has loved us with eternal love. And the Bible explicitly is calling us, not only in chapter 6, as we see that display of this very important verse, but also in chapter 14, because we realize that Prophet Hosea is calling us and is asking us to come and to respond to Him. Notice in Hosea chapter 14, verse 1 through 4, there's a plea to return to the Lord. This wonderful evenings of Wednesday nights have a purpose. There is a reason why we're coming out and experience the beauty of this twilight moment in a new day. It's been a good day. Would you agree with me that it's been a good day? Don't be so silent for a moment. Participate with me and put your hands together. It was a good day today. Say, thank you, Lord. It was a good day. Many times we go through the motto saying, hey, how you all doing tonight? You know, and, some few are paying attention. They answer. The rest of them don't. So I don't ask you how you doing. I tell you, it's been a good day. And if you agree, you do a little bit of what you're doing. You laugh. Yeah. It's been a good day. God has been good to me. God has been good to you. He's been loving and compassionate. And He's here tonight. He's here at Refuge because we are a family here. No matter what language, English, Spanish, or Vietnamese, or any other language, no matter what walk of life you come from, you see, the world is going through so much pain. And the church needs to wake up and realize that anything that you do for others, that's what you will take with you in heaven. People die every day. People are born every day. But how many of those that are dying without Christ, without hope? God has given you a message. And that message is resounding, must resonate. Because the day you accepted Christ to today's day, there is a special acquiring of experience and knowledge and awareness that God is real and that He loves you no matter what, and He's able to pull you back from wherever you are at and to restore your life and to give you hope when this world offers no hope. Jesus is our living hope. Do you say amen to that tonight? He is our living hope. Now, as we see in Hosea chapter 14, verse 1 through 4, quickly, a plea to return to the Lord. And I don't have to expound too much. All of us need to come to the Lord tonight. Those that don't know God, you need to come to Him to know Him. Those that already know God, you need to come to Him to know Him better. Distractions and other things are so rapidly filling in our minds, in our hearts. We live in a world of entertainment. We live in a world of comfort. And we just want to be comfortable. We don't want to be placed in a situation where I need to decide. Yes, you need to decide whether for Christ or against Christ. The Bible says that there is a series of moving appeals that Hosea is making here to wayward people. In this case, the wayward northern kingdom, and the asking of returning to the Lord and to find healing in covenant renewal. We have broken the covenant of God. We have turned back our devotion. We have forgotten. I learned when I first got saved the four basic foundations of a Christian faith: the word, prayer, fellowship, and witness. Oh, I ingrained those in my mind and in my heart. The word, how much of the Bible intake is there in your life daily? Prayer, how much of prayer do you really participate in? Fellowship, coming together with brothers and sisters and have time of koinonia. Get to know each other. Get to love each other. Get to care for one another. This world is very lonely. And yet, we need to let the Lord fill our heart with love and compassion so that we can spread around. Spread the love of God around. Your family members, your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, even people here at church. Don't walk away without saying hi to whoever is around you. A smile is a powerful, powerful gesture. Many times you see people very serious, you just smile at them, and they'll smile back at you if they don't say something else. But the thing is this, you just smile because Jesus makes you smile. We don't have to be told, smile, Jesus loves you. Kind of funny. No, I'm not talking about that. But it's because there's joy in your heart. And this is what Hosea is telling us, that we return to him. We will be healed of our wounds emotionally. We will be healed physically of so much turmoil because of stress and anguish and fear and many other things, as well as renewal of covenant. Lord, it's you and me, God. It's you and me. It's you and me and your word. It's you and the Holy Spirit. It's you and the Father. And Lord, I'm never going to feel lonely again because the Lord is with us. And again, no matter what the problem, the circumstance, you may walk through waters and you are not going to drown. You might walk through fire. You're not going to get burned because the Lord will uphold you. In verses 2 and 3 of chapter 14, again, when Hosea says, take with your words, it means to know ahead of time what you will say. Hosea then gives the words of repentance and confession that the people should use before the Lord. So when we come to the Lord, we open our heart, but we have to understand, it's not just, well, Lord, if in case I kind of departed from you, or just in case, God, if I did something wrong, forgive. No, come to him with boldness and with the understanding, I have sinned against you. Woe of me, a man of unclean lips, that lives in a society also of unclean lips. That was the prayer of Isaiah. So then also in verse 2 and 3, these verses are also preparing with the terms from the covenant that expresses God's grace and the proper response of gratitude. Take away all iniquity. Take away all iniquity. I don't even want a hint. I don't even want the slightest smell of anything that has to do with sin. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. But also in chapter 8, it says is to abhor that which is evil, to stay away from it. Not to caress it, not to entertain it, not to gaze on it. And the Bible says that he wants a holy nation, a holy people. So take away all of our iniquity. Also in Exodus 34 in verse 7, talking about forgiveness as well in Psalm 32, it tells us and gives us the special verses of how grateful we should be because the Lord has been greatly in forgiving us. How many of you are grateful to the Lord that he's forgiven you? Come on, let me see. Let me hear something today. It's interesting to know that it says that all we like sheep have gone astray and we have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. That was Jesus. He took upon himself all of our iniquity and all of our sins. So we can come to him saying that he's able to deliver you, to heal you, to cleanse you from all of your sins. Exodus 34 verse 7, speaking about iniquity, says, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. Let us take care of business tonight. Let us ask God to forgive us and cleanse us and heal us so that our children may be also that inheritance of the Lord and be fruitful and be blessed of the Lord. In Psalm 32 verse 5 says, I acknowledge my sin to you and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. As we come to a close tonight, I ask that you will remember what the Apostle John said in his first epistle. God is light, and there is no darkness in him. If we say we have communion with him, but we walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. The Bible says if you confess, if you believe, then there is going to be something spectacular that will happen. You are going to sing a new song because he's going to put a new song in your heart. He's going to give you a new perspective in life, eternal perspective. Also, the Bible says that if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And tonight, I don't know everything about you, but I can tell you, I need to confess before the Lord daily. I continually realize that I fall short, that I need his help. That makes me humble. That makes me dependent on him. That makes me realize God is still making that metamorphosis in me. Metamorphosis. You understand what I'm saying, right? Caterpillar into a butterfly. Spanish is going to come out. They say, not right now, later. But you know what? I want to honor the Lord for what he's done here, not only in the English, but also in the Vietnamese, in the Spanish ministry. We have Pastor Guillermo, 84 years old. I just came alongside of him to undergird him. He's been here for many, many years. And many of the Spanish-speaking people, will you say with me also to the Lord, praise be, and put your hands together and say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory. Will you do that right now? Praise the Lord. There is so many Spanish-speaking people all around the neighborhood cities. We want to pray for them to come to know Jesus. We want to people who are in their 80s and even 90s to still be on fire for the Lord and still have that love in their heart, passionate love for God. So today, I'm asking you to join that plea of prophet Hosea and say, return to the Lord. Come back to him. In what should I return? I'm a Christian. I love God. I come to the church or I fellowship with God. I'm not questioning that at all. I'm just saying, if you want to love God more passionately, if you want to know him better, if you want to sense his love and his compassion so that when you speak, it will be him speaking through you. That when you love, it's not in your own love, but it's through God's love that you love on the orphans. You love on the people in mission. This is a very missionary-minded church. That's why Pastor Bill and the staff here has been nothing but a blessing to me just by me approaching them and hearing their hearts, their heartbeats, their love for God and for the people and for all of you and the vision of this church. May I ask you to please join me in standing with me and with your heads bowed. And Chuck is going to come again. He's going to lead us in a song. And really, you know, it's all about love. It's all about relationship. We are a band of brothers and sisters coming together because we love God and only because he loves us first. Tonight, I believe that God has spoken to your heart in areas that perhaps you didn't think of, but God reveals that through his word and through his spirit calling us, making us realize he loves us, he cares for you. Yet, I believe that God wants to do a mighty work in you, in me, in us, to passionately love him and to appreciate my family, to appreciate my neighbors. We pray for a spiritual growth within us. We pray for a balance in all of our lives. We pray for marriages and children and for friendship to continue to develop and grow strong. I pray for your work and your place of labor that it may become fruitful. And I pray for those dealing with any type of addiction, lust, alcohol, smoking or lying or cheating or whatever it might be. God wants to set you free tonight. also perhaps sharing your faith. You've been for so long afraid of sharing your faith, being afraid or thinking, I don't know. But you know, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you and set you free and set you ready to share the faith. So the Bible says that as you confess and as you believe, God responds in a very powerful way. I know that every Wednesday, every pastor has made that appeal. And there have been those who have accepted Christ for the first time or those who are rededicating their lives and so forth. And I believe there are those here tonight. Those that for the very first time you have heard the gospel, that God loves you, that He died for you, that you are a sinner, and that you recognize that Christ died for you on the cross. And if you believe and you repent from your sin, then He's going to give you forgiveness of sin and give you new life, which is eternal life, an abundant life. So if the Lord spoken to your heart, whether this was for the first time or you want to rededicate your life, right now I just want to say a prayer for you. If you respond, not to me, but to the Lord who is watching and He knows your heart, He can only be the one bringing conviction into your life. And I'm just praying that you will join me in responding and realizing God is at work in our hearts tonight. So if that is you tonight, would you raise your hand high and say, yes, Pastor, I want to pray with you. I want to rededicate my life to God. I want to return to the Lord in whatever way, whatever manner that might mean. Raise your hand real high. God bless you. I see your hands. Over there inside the building, I see your hand. God bless you. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And again, you know, there's nothing magical about it, but there is something purposeful. That day when at the Maranatha concert, Parable was playing, and it was the very first time I was ever in a Christian event. You know, the pastor made an altar call, and I didn't know what it was, but I just got out of my seat and went to the front, and I was full of tears. And I just pray that if the Lord has touched your heart, I invite you to step out of your seat and come here to the front as a way of saying, Lord, I'm renouncing what I want to leave behind, and I want to make a stand before you, God Almighty. All of you who raised your hands, would you make a way over here to the front? We'll have a moment of prayer. It will be quick. It will be effective. So please make your way to the front. And even if you didn't raise your hand, but God is calling you, just step out of your seat and come here. We're going to pray together. Be blessed. Be forgiven. Be healed. Be delivered by the Lord, whoever you may be. Just keep coming. All of you that raised your hand, don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. This is nothing to be ashamed of. Let's sing this song. And let's wait as more people will come right now. Just come. Just come.
Come, let us return unto the Lord.
Let us return. Let us return.
For He has torn, and He will heal.
Hallelujah.
He has smitten.
More, don't wait. It's still time for you to just come to the front. God is waiting for you. He's calling you. Return to the Lord. Make that step of faith. He loves you. He's calling you. Return to the Lord, whoever you may be, in the name of Jesus. As Pastor Bill, now I'm going to turn over to him to lead these beautiful people and to say to all of us, God is at work.
I was sitting there hoping that Chuck would sing that song. That's one of the songs that you wrote that back in the, as we say, in the day.
Actually, Hosea wrote
the words.
Chapter 6.
But the beautiful thing about that, you guys that have come up here to respond, the Bible tells us exactly what to say. God, have mercy on me. There's 100 different prayers like that in Scripture, but they all come down to this. God, have mercy on me. Wash my sin away and take the rest of my life and help me to live it for you. So I want to ask you guys to pray this out loud with me. And like we always do, if the congregation would like to raise your voice along with them, it sounds like a beautiful chorus to the Father in heaven. So let's just say this to God together. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for my sins and rose from the dead. I have sinned, and I ask you for your mercy, and I thank you for your mercy. Take the rest of my life. It belongs to you. And show me and help me and teach me how to live for you. Thank you for your grace. In the strong name of Jesus, my life is yours. Amen. Amen. Let's thank the Lord. Can you sing that song again, Chuck? I love that song so much. You guys, it's so easy. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he is torn. A faithful God will just like it says, he'll tear if he needs to tear to get our attention there. It'll be the pressure of God that brings us to that place of surrender like you guys just experienced right now. And if you prayed that prayer from the depths of your heart, you said sincerely, Jesus, you know, forgive me and thank you for dying for me. You are now his child. You're now his. That's worth celebrating, amen? Or if you came back to him, he's received you. So come, let us return to the Lord. He is torn. He will heal.
Come, let us return unto the Lord. For he has torn.
It's the most often repeated invitation in all of Scripture. God just saying, come to me. Just return to me. How many of you are thankful that God allows U-turns? He not only allows them, he calls for them. So if you find yourself at any point, Tuesday afternoon, whenever it is, if you find yourself going the wrong way, make a U-turn and turn back to Jesus. So Father God, thank you so much for a sweet summer evening together here. In your courts, Lord, it's in your courtyard that we've spent time. We thank you for your presence, and we thank you for calling us and loving us and allowing us to return to you, Father, and pray your outrageous, wonderful blessing upon our brothers and sisters who have taken this remarkable step forward tonight, Father. Can't wait to see what you do in them. Please continue to bless Chuck and Carol in the ministry that you've given them, and thank you, Father, for their time here among us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.